That is a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most two-thirds podcast. My name is Matt, and I am here with Andy. What's up?
Hi, and if you know, we're one of the thirds,
because yeah. Cam's gone for the week, and I found it.
Oh, you got the text? By the way, we recorded about 20 to 30 seconds of this podcast, and then I accidentally hit the space bar, so we're actually starting over.
So that's why the first 30 seconds will sound canned.
Yeah, because we already did it once. But now you're in a new territory.
He just said out of town. I don't know if I'll be at the podcast next weekend, but I most certainly will not be here this weekend. So next Saturday night, I'm just going to text him a bunch of D pics.
Good work.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
How was your week?
Pretty boring.
What, did you just work?
Yeah.
Mostly?
Yeah. Just the typical.
No, I thought you were going to say just the tip.
Like, it's never just the tip.
And then I got paid this Friday. And
nice.
And blew it all.
Did you get your Sexbox 360?
Yeah, it'll be here tomorrow.
Nice. Did you, where'd you get it from?
Amazon.
Did you get the holiday pricing?
Yeah.
Nice!
I got the Assassin's Creed bundle for $4.49.
Oh, that's a deal. And that comes with the camera?
Comes with the camera. Nice. Comes with two Assassin's Creed games and Dan Central.
Dude, Black Flag's good. Have you ever played it?
No, I'm not.
It's good.
Honestly, I'm not really too into the Assassin's Creed games, so I think I might sell them.
Mm. That's a good idea.
Because really, I just wanted the Xbox, and I already have games lined up for the Xbox.
Yeah, you're not gonna need anything after Master Chief comes out.
Yeah, because I already have. Could you lower your filter, by the way? There you go.
Sorry.
I just noticed that your mic was off a little bit.
There. Let's try that.
Okay. Anyway, I already have Titanfall. I just bought it because it was like $15 on eBay.
Wait, the Xbox One version?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I got it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm like, I'm going to get an Xbox One. I guess I'll buy it.
All right, nifty.
And I actually ended up saving a bunch of money on tires at Walmart.
Oh, nice.
So I just went over, Walmart and GameStop, the ones I go to are like right next to each other.
Oh, do you go up to the 168th one then?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. And so as I left, I'm like, I just stopped at Walmart and I got Shadow of Mordor. For the Xbox One.
Oh, I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, and I know Leaper has it, and he's like, you should get it, so I got it. I mean, my Xbox One's going to be here tomorrow.
Nice.
So you have tomorrow off, or do you work?
I work.
Do you work Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, at least you'll get to... Wait, you'll be here when it comes. What time do you usually go to work?
I usually leave at 3.
3. I might be here, depending on who.
Yeah, it depends, but someone will at least be here to...
That's nice.
Accept it, so yeah, that'll
so
be nice.
Sit outside.
And then the Master Chief Collection is going to come out, and then I think I'm going to get Madden 15 for it anyway.
Nice.
So I'm already going to have like 4 games for it.
Nice.
So I don't really need the Assassin's Creed games.
All right, yeah, so.
Especially given the fact that I was never really a big Assassin's Creed fan anyway.
And I mean, the Unity, you'll get that. It's like brand new, so you'll get a high traded value
for
that.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I'm hoping to, at the end of the day, only have spent $400 on the Xbox. Which I would need to make about $50 off those two games.
Oh, you definitely could.
Which I think I probably could.
Unity, you'll probably get 40 at least.
Right, and then I could probably sell Black Flag for, 15?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll get it back.
Maybe 10.
Nice.
Yeah, which will be nice. Yeah, because at first, when it comes to, like, last week, I thought I might have to buy it at Best Buy for, like, $534.
Ugh.
If you think about it, I'll have saved, like, $134.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then I save money on tires because, like, I had that flat that finally gave out,
yeah.
And so I've been driving on the spare for a while. And so I went in, I was like, yeah, I'll just do the two back tires, and then I'll get the two front tires my next paycheck. Well, before they put the tires on, they actually called me back, and they're like, hey, your tread on these other tires are really, really good. And he's like, I like selling tires, but I don't really think you need them except for the flat one.
Nice.
And I was like, well, fuck, all right. Because I figured, if you're going to buy one, at least buy two for the back. And he's like, passenger cars and stuff, like, you don't really need to. So I was like, all right.
My Honda, one of my, I don't know, I've rotated them so many times now, but I have a newer one than the other three on there. And it's been fine.
Yeah, I should, I need to rotate mine, so I'll put the new one up front on the driver's side because I got front wheel drive. So nice. It'll help me during the winter.
The winter.
Yeah, and then I found a free oil change thing that I got from the dealership.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, they gave me like a little keychain thing, which my first oil change is free. Then the next three were $20.
Yeah.
And then the last one was free.
Oh.
And so I'm down to the last one, but I lost it. And like, I found it again. I'm like, fuck, I have a free oil change.
Nice.
Well, I'm going to go get that done probably here in the next couple weeks.
Nice. Get all winterized.
Yeah.
I did that 2 weekends ago. Fill up everything, change the oil, apologize.
Yeah, and I put, I got the worst message from my car the other day.
Check engine?
In the little message center. No, close.
Brake.
Low washer fluid.
Oh!
I had low washer fluid, and I was freaking out. So I went and bought washer fluid for $1.98.
You have a light for that?
Yeah, I have like a little center that says message center.
Yeah.
And so it says a bunch of different things. You know, like if the door's open, it'll say door ajar.
Nifty.
The trunk's open, it'll say trunk open.
Low fluid.
Yeah, it'll say low fuel if I have no gas.
All right, nifty.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Mine randomly, there's a little Honda car on the console, and when lights go out, that corresponding light on the dashboard will light up.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I didn't know that for the longest time. I'm like, why the fuck is this thing lighting up? And then I finally opened the book and looked, and I was like,
oh.
But it's really nice because half the time, I don't know if any of my back ones are out. So it tells me. I like that.
Yeah, I always do that when I rotate my tires or something.
Check your lights.
Yeah, I have to check my lights. If someone's there, I'll just ask them to look. If not, I'll shut the garage door and you can see them reflect.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So how was your week?
Good. Same thing. Worked Monday through Friday. Got a lot of shit done. We got wedding pictures, so.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to print those off. All probably 800 of them.
Jesus Christ.
Well, okay, that's an exaggeration. It's like 400 something, the actual
Jesus
picture.
Christ.
But I have to print off like enough to make a wedding book for the families and the grandmas and then all that shit.
I see.
So that's like a fuckload of pictures.
By the way, I shaved off my beard.
Why? Are you doing No Shave November?
Nah, I don't think so.
You just shaving it for hell of it?
Yeah, I shaved off my beard, which by the way started on your wedding day.
Did it?
Yeah.
Really?
That was the last time I shaved.
Oh.
It was the morning
of
your wedding.
You went a little bit then. Yeah. Holy shit.
September 14th to November 1st.
Yeah. Nice. Were you just one day, you're just like,
yeah. Yeah, I was getting a little tired of it.
That's how I feel. Like, there'll be days when I'm just like, it's getting really long, so then I'll, like, trim it down to the bare necessities.
And honestly, I kind of regretted it a little bit.
Really? Oh,
like,
yeah.
I look like fucking 12, you know?
That's why I don't shave mine. I look really 14, so
yeah.
I don't want to do that. Hey, sir, you're not allowed here. You can't buy that alcohol. Ah, yeah.
Because I did that and I got a haircut, so I lost a lot of hair on the first.
Damn.
Yeah.
You were productive.
I was productive. Nice. Got tires, video games. I went to the gym.
Ooh!
Is
this the first time since you got your appendix out?
Yeah.
Nice. How was it?
It was good. A little exhausting.
Understandable. You've been out for like 3-4 weeks almost?
4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you gotta get yourself. Did you start light then at least?
Yeah, I started light.
That's good. Which gym do you go to?
McDoyle's.
Oh yeah, the one that always sounds like a beer to me whenever you say it. Oh, come over to McDoyle's, we're gonna get fucked up after work.
Yeah, so
it's a gym, bro.
Did I do anything else?
What did you do for Halloween?
I worked.
I didn't do shit. I worked. And then Camilla was feeling like pretty punky all week, so we just stayed in and watched The Conjuring, which was good.
She invited me over on Thursday, but I was like, I gotta work, sorry.
We figured we were gonna have like a get-together of people who didn't have plans.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to like not do anything. Mm-hmm. We were just gonna watch a movie and drink, and that was it.
Sounds fun, yeah.
The Conjuring was a blast.
I'm saving all my PTO, though, for Christmas. I'm gonna have 2 5-day weekends.
Nice.
Yeah.
I keep using mine. If I don't get up to 40, I'll use mine to just get me up to 40. But I don't know if that'll be enough to get rid of all my... I forget that after 5 years, I get 3 weeks of paid time off.
Nice.
Did not know that. So the past, like, 3 years, I've just been like, why do I have so much fucking vacation? So I think I might have to do 3 or 4 day weekends coming up in December.
Nice.
Because I don't know if I'll be able to use it all. I have, like, 160 hours.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, God damn it.
Do I lose it? Yeah.
Do you lose it? No. Last year, I got fucked. I lost like 50 hours of it because Lisa was such a bitch. And I always forget that we're on the podcast right now.
Damn it, Lisa.
But,
fucking bitch.
So I was a manager last year and she's like, October to December, no vacation. So I was like, okay. Blackout dates make sense. I'm a manager. I can't do that. So then when like the last week of December comes around, she's like, you have so much vacation you're going to lose. I'm like, you said I couldn't take any fucking vacation. And she's like, oh, you could take days here and there. And I'm just like, oh, you bitch. So I lost like 50 hours last year. So I'm not doing that this time.
See, I don't lose mine. Mine rolls over.
I know. If I was a assistant, I guess assistants rolls over, but shifts and associates don't.
Oh, that sucks. Maybe you should work for a better company.
Well, I need one class, and then I'll have my bachelor's. Math. And then just fucking middle fingers all in Panera's face. I got a degree!
Well, you use that degree to work at Brugger's or something.
Yeah. Tom still works there. I know that.
Does he? Wow.
Yeah, and I think Brian still works there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But Tom, he's laying tile and...
Laying tile and working
at Brugger's.
Working at Brugger's.
I don't even know if he goes to... Oh, yeah, he does. Camilla sees him.
Nice.
Nice leg.
Thanks. Yeah, I was getting a little warm, so I went to shorts.
Nice. That's the cool thing about like soft pants like that. Yeah, there was one day I went for a bike ride with sweats, and I was like, ooh, getting really hot. Turned them into shorts.
Yeah. I'm also wearing my wool socks. So.
Oh, dude, you are warmed up, dude.
Yes, I am.
You could just... Are you just going to go to sleep after this?
Probably.
Nice. Like, you look like you could just like...
Yeah, there's a high chance of me sleeping after this. I might play some Halo 4. I've been playing some Halo 4.
Have you?
Yeah.
Any like, is it still a bunch of just fucking kids?
Oh my god. Yes, it is.
That's what I'm not looking forward to with the new Advanced Warfare, since with the 4, everyone gets the headset. Uh-huh. Everyone fucking has one.
I know.
So I'm not looking forward to that, but I figured all the times I'm going to play, I'm just going to do Batman voices, since I don't really, unless I'm playing with like you or other people.
Yeah.
But if I'm just by myself, I'm a Batman voice. Where's the Riddler?
We need to stream that.
Yes. Yes.
We can do that easy.
Yes. Too bad the campaign's not co-op, but there is co-op. You know how like there's always the third like thing they have. It's like zombies game and multiplayer. Well, whatever the third one is,
like I think is co-op. Special ops kind of thing. Okay.
That's cool. Co-op. And I mean, there's always multiplayer too. Yeah. What's your favorite multiplayer mode on the CODs? I mean, they're all basically the same.
I haven't played COD in a while, so I'm trying to think of what it's called.
Do you remember Headquarters?
Yes.
All right. Headquarters is my favorite.
Headquarters is
good. I love it. I love the movable base. I think that's fun as hell.
The one where you have to plant the bomb.
I think it's just called Plant the Bomb.
Is it just called Plant the
Bomb? Or something. It's got bomb in it for sure. Or bomb plant. I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one where you just get one life too?
Yeah.
Oh, those are intense as shit.
Yes.
Those are super intense.
Like I said, I haven't played a Call of Duty game in a while, so.
I remember the original Black Ops. I had a class made just for the one life missions. It was like everything silent, everything like, silencer, everything.
Nice.
I know the weapon customization and multiplayer is based off of Black Ops 2, so it's like you can spend points. It's not how many things you can have equipped. It's like points you get to spend.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. On to gaming, then?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
I wanted to get into gaming before I talked about it some more, but I have been playing the Borderlands pre-sequel.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty good. It's not... It doesn't have the flair that 2 had. 2 was fun.
Mm.
But this, it's still really fun. And the added like moon gravity and jetpacks were a blast.
Nice.
And that seems to be the thing this winter is jetpacks.
Jetpacks.
Destiny, pre-sequel, Call of Duty.
You can play Halo Reach.
Does that have jetpacks?
Yeah.
Does it? Nice.
That had jetpacks in it. So does Halo 4.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, nifty. That wasn't made by... Reach was Bungie, right?
Reach was Bungie. Okay. Yeah.
And then 4 was...
4 was 343.
They gotta have a big ass. I keep thinking about that, dude.
They gotta have a big ass. That's right.
A big ass team. Because...
big ass.
Like... they gotta be making, like, they gotta be in, like, full swing of Halo 5 right now. They gotta be.
They gotta be, and the Halo 5 beta comes out in December.
Yeah, and I mean, but 343 spent, like, a lot of time on this Master Chief thing, so, I mean, either they gotta have one big-ass fucking team, or it's like, they gave the Mass, like, 5 is getting a smaller team until the Master Chief's done, then all those people, because I know that's how Last of Dead,
oh,
the Last of Us Last worked. Of Us. Was they had a really small team just to get the game going, and then once Uncharted 3 finished, they moved everyone over to that.
It's probably something like that. I mean, it is kind of Microsoft's cash cow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And but see, that's the thing, is I was like, for Halo 5 being such a big thing, like, yeah, they have to have a huge team or they're splitting them up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You think, have they shown, like, any, like, story trailer or is it
story for Halo 5?
Like, is it
not? Well, kind of like they showed one trailer where basically it's the Arbiter talking to
oh my god, the Arbiter.
I love the Arbiter, man. Fucking love
the Arbiter. That's just cool. Is the fucking Arbiter, was he in 4?
He was not in 4.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, but seems like he's gonna be in 5.
All right, it's been out. How long? Halo 4's been out like 2 years now.
Yeah.
Halo 4. All right. How'd 4 end?
Cortana dies, quote unquote.
You can't kill a program. There's copies of it.
Basically, she uses like all her power to, you know, stop the Didact and have Master Chief, you know, be able to finish him off, and then Master
finish
Chief
finish the fight.
Then Master Chief. You know, returns back to the UNSC Marines and everything, and he's kind of like looking down at Earth or something, and what's-his-face is talking to him, and he's like, I miss her. I don't get to see home enough. Oh. And then he's like, I can't pretend to know what you're going through, Chief.
Cortana just died, man. It's cool.
And then Chief starts walking down this little row while you actually hear the Didact talking about wiping out humanity, like they're the greatest threat to the universe. Oh. Which is funny because before the Didact woke up, the greatest threat to the universe was the Flood. So he's kind of likening humans to the Flood.
Oh.
Yeah.
So are they going to be the bad guys for this new, like, trilogy then? Because that makes it sound like they're going to attack Earth then.
Yeah, well, basically, the Didact is a forerunner. So, like, the forerunners are back.
Oh, shit.
But it turns out that humans are kind of like the descendants of the forerunners.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll play.
Yeah, so then it ends with Master Chief walking down this thing where Spartans are getting their armor taken off. And so he gets his armor taken off, and like you can see it, like it's all, like bzz, boom, and the gauntlet falls, and the chest piece falls, and then the helmet comes off, and you see Master Chief's eyes. And then it just goes, ding, Halo 4.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember that was the big thing, is that you were going to see Master Chief's like head or face or
like
something.
Like, you got to see his eyes and kind of around his eyes. And,
Did they look good? Like, was it like good quality? Like,
yeah, it was really good.
Was it CG or was it in-game?
It was CG.
Oh, so it probably looked
awesome. Yeah, it looked really good. And you could glean a couple things from it. But you could glean that he's probably, he's getting old.
Well, he's been around for in the world of Halo. Yeah. He's been around for a while.
You can definitely tell that.
Like middle-aged?
Probably middle-aged, probably reaching his 40s.
40s? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's got that awesome Spartan suit, though, that'll allow him to do everything.
Oh, there's the garage door. Yay, the garage door.
Now we're a full podcast.
I love the fucking garage door. I can't wait to get out of this fucking room.
So... is it next November then? Is
Halo 5?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and so with Halo 5, the only thing they've shown is that it looks like there's like a new protagonist who's apparently Master Chief just fucking bolts. He leaves.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So wait, 5 isn't Master Chief?
No, hold on.
Okay. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Seems like is the Didact is coming to Earth and they have to find Master Chief because they need his help.
Oh.
So you got this new protagonist and the Arbiter. trying to find Chief.
You think the whole game will be the new protagonist then?
I don't know.
How would that? As a fan, would that make you feel if, like, I mean, I know there's other Halos that's been without Master Chief, but a main Halo.
A main Halo. I just don't think they're gonna do it. You know,
like not have Master
Chief. Master Chief. Like, I'm pretty sure you're gonna find him eventually, and I don't know. Maybe the whole game would be finding Master Chief, and then Halo 6, because they said it's gonna be another trilogy.
So they could be doing the trilogy thing where the second one's always darker.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like Empire Strikes Back. Yeah.
The second Avengers looks darker. Mm-hmm, it definitely a darker feel. Yeah, maybe they're doing that to make like 6 insane.
But the thing is, if Master Chief, if you're just like seeing flashbacks of him or like little things of his,
flashback games are fucked up.
And like basically I think he's looking for Cortana.
Oh, so that's where he's at?
Yeah. But also, the last time you saw Cortana was on the Didax ship. So if the Didax come on Earth,
maybe 6 will just be like all those things just coming together.
But at the very least, if it's a new protagonist, like I don't have any problem with them trying a new protagonist. But if the Arbiter's with them, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that'll be cool. It'll be because
it's
then.
Yeah, it's a little bit of familiarity and a little bit of new. It's a little bit easier to swallow the new when, you know, you got the Arbiter running around going, human.
Oh, he's got a sword! The sword was in 4, right?
Sword?
Was this still just as fucking awesome, or did they nerf it a little bit?
You know, they've been nerfing it a little bit throughout the games after Halo 2.
Oh, God, it was so good in 2.
It was good.
It was so good. Was 2 or 3 the one where you could shoot across the map?
That was 2.
That was 2.
It was the rocket sword glitch.
That was the one glitch in all the Halos that I could successfully do. Any of the other glitches, I could not.
Dude, Stefan could do it just fucking easy, like out of nowhere.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, like, seriously, it literally became strategy for him. Like, the glitch became strategy because he was just so good at pulling it off. Like, he was the only person that could say, I call rocket and sword, and we'd be like, yeah, give him the rocket and sword. Because most of the time, it's like, no, you get one. You cannot call the rockets and the sword. That's bullshit.
What? Was it the when you fired the rocket, if you switched, the sword would follow the trajectory of the rocket? Was that what it was?
Right, yeah, that's what it was. Like, you had to fire it.
And then switch.
Fire it, hit X and Y.
Yeah, because one was like fire, reload, and then switch.
Yeah, it was like fire, reload, switch. So, like, it wouldn't actually fire, but as soon as you switched the sword, you would follow the trajectory of the...
And then the sword had that shitty fucking
holding
thing.
And the sword would lock on, yeah. And you, I remember specifically a game on Foundry where Stefan was...
Is Foundry the big purple one?
That is not the big purple one. It is the one you unlocked from beating Halo 2 campaign. It was...
I know it's one of the bigger maps. Like bigger than popular maps.
I don't think Foundry was that popular. I mean, it was
a
decent
map.
What
was the one with the... A big purple, and there's like one big purple thing in the middle, but it was multi-level.
Oh, no, it's not Foundry. Foundry is the one from Halo 3. Foundry is popular. That was like the first blank Forge map.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Foundation.
Is Foundation the jungle-ish one outside?
No. Trying to remember. I have Foundation pulled up here if you want to take a look at it, though. Foundation was... Yeah, you're gonna have to come around. Foundation was this map.
Is this the one with the circular thing in the middle?
There's like a little. There's like defense here, and then there's 4 bases.
Is that the overview?
Yeah, that's the overview. And like there are rockets right here. There's usually like a needler right here.
Okay, I've never played that.
Really?
The basis of my Halo is Halo 3.
Halo 3. Yeah. Okay. So basically, this was the map you got when either, one, you beat Halo 2 campaign, or you logged on to Xbox Live for the first time because you had to play it to play. Xbox.
That's kind of a neat little
dealy. So, I specifically have a memory of him flying across Foundation. Foundation. And just, like, killing people. I just saw him, like, go one way and then come back the other way and then go the other way. I'm like, oh, my God.
What is your most... fuck it. We'll just do it when Tam's here because I remember right now. What is your most vivid online multiplayer
like moment. Vivid. All right, like you can just like the foundation one where you can just vividly recalling him just across the map, like something so super vivid. You want me to go while you're talking?
Man, that's I can think of one right off the top of my head.
All
right,
do that one then.
Gears of War, I think. Two.
Two is the one that we played. Yeah, okay, it was
Gears of War 2. It was me and Tom left.
Were we playing that one, the one map we always played where we had the...
It was not that map.
It was not. Oh, that map we played the shit out of.
It was me and Tom left and then one person on the other team. And so Tom gets knocked down and the guy goes to, you know, execute Tom. And Tom's like, this is it for me. And then I shot the guy's head off. Like, the guy was literally, like, in mid-execution. But, you know, you could stop it if you killed him. I sniped his head off.
The sniper in Gears of War 2 was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was good. And mine is Call of Duty, or not Call of Duty, Counter-Strike Source.
Yeah.
There was a guy that I would just follow behind, and every time, because he was trying to get it was a gun game, so every time you killed someone with a certain weapon, you would level up. Well, he was on knife, the last level, so you had to knife someone to level up and beat the game. So I would just follow behind this dude, and every time he'd try and knife someone, I'd just fucking kill him. So I won the game by just walking behind the top guy and just killing all the like people he was trying to get.
Nice.
And then when I got the knife, because when you kill him, you automatically level up, so I killed the last person, leveled up, and then knifed that guy. And I was like, oh! It was the only gun game I've ever won.
That's awesome.
All right, now some actual game news, unless you got another story.
I mean, I can think of... I mean, if we're talking about, like, vivid online moments, I mean, I could think of a few.
Yeah, dude, online gaming is the shit.
Yeah.
It is the shit. I've never had more fun than online gaming.
I mean, I could think of... I could think of one time... I was actually dead. In this game, it was GTA 4. It's one of those ones.
Are you going to get 5?
I am for the PS4.
Fiat 4?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I am.
I'm going to, when I go to get Call of Duty, I'm going to bring in my PS3 version and trade it in put it towards the 4.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get it.
Yeah, it looks good. All right, sorry.
So it was one of those ones where, like, you had a team of 4 or whatever, and you had to get something and then get to, like, an extraction
point. Those were fun. Yeah. Those were fun. So weren't those Gang Wars? Or no, Gang Wars was just, like, 3 cars.
Yeah. Right. Something like that. But what the point was is that I was dead, and it was down to Austin and Stefan. And Austin is, like, at the extraction point, and Stefan's trying to make it there. And he's like, Stefan, just kill yourself. Just kill yourself, because if you die, we'll win. Just kill yourself. And Stefan's like, I'm not going to kill myself just so I can't make it there. Like, it's funny.
Wasn't it if you died, you didn't get the bonuses or money?
Something like that, yeah. But he still brings it up to this day. He's like, why don't you just kill yourself? That reminds me of another one. I'm playing Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Oh.
Stefan and I had a challenge to shoot down this airplane with a regular rocket launcher so it didn't home onto it.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, we had this challenge, and whoever won had to buy the other person a package of gummy bears.
Okay.
Well, fucking Austin gets on a mounted rocket, a homing rocket, shoots it down, and goes, I win the gummy bear. We're like, okay, you win the gummy bear.
Oh, that's great. The gummy bear. All right, so what do you got for game news?
Gaming news. Sorry, I'm looking at Halo 2 maps.
Oh, you're okay.
Steam Halloween sale is still going on.
Oh, shit. There's a Steam Halloween sale?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Five Nights at Freddy's was pretty cheap.
I downloaded it.
Oh. Yeah.
It was okay. Like, I got to night 3, and I was like, oh, shit. And then I died, but...
Some notable offerings. Fallout Game of the Year Edition, $6.79. Fallout
Which
3.
One? Oh, Fallout 3?
Yeah. They only say Fallout here, but I know it's Fallout 3.
Nice.
Darksiders Franchise Pack for $8.99. Fear Collection for $13.74. Call of Duty Complete Zombie Experience for $89.99, which is 50% off.
That must mean every Call of Duty game that has a zombie then.
Yeah.
That's like 4.
NBA 2K15 is free to play via Steam this weekend, except, you know, this is recorded on Sunday, the 2nd of November.
I don't like those because it always takes me like a day. Whatever game it is, it's always gigantic as fuck to download. So it takes me a day to download it.
So it continues till November 3rd, which is Monday, which, you know, is very possible that it's already over by the time you're listening to this.
Psych.
So, psych.
Get on that.
Nintendo has created a quality of life product that monitors your sleep and tracks fatigue.
How do you feel about that as a game company doing that?
Yeah, what the fuck ever.
Did you see the article that Nintendo's working on a new console, like, at this present moment?
No.
Yeah, like, they're
the
Wii
U
successor.
Like, yeah, I just saw also they are finally starting to turn a profit on the Wii U.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I did not know that they weren't turning a profit.
Yeah, they're actually, yeah, now they're making a profit on the Wii U.
Oh, wow. Dude, the Wii was, like, instantaneous
profit. It was
profit.
Instant profit, yeah.
Huh.
Speaking of the Wii U, okay, so this week, there are games coming out every week this month.
There always
like,
is.
But I know,
big,
but
what,
games
mean, like,
I'm
mean,
getting.
Oh,
like,
AAA games?
Yeah, there are games that, like.
See, Smash comes out this month, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, this week I'm getting Call of Duty. Next week is the Master Chief Collection.
It's really next week?
Yeah, next
Damn.
Week. It's on the 11th.
Do you think, because, well, one, it's Halo, it's Master Chief. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're going to have server problems, especially with that day one patch, how big it is?
Probably every game has fucking server problems.
You know who never does? Who? Fucking Call of Duty.
Really?
I've never had a Call of Duty game where right out the bat, like launch day, problems. Sweet. I've always been able to play.
There's also another game I could have sworn that's coming out next week. But the week after that, GTA 5.
Is it the end of November then?
Yeah, the second to last week.
Okay.
And?
Smash.
Far Cry.
That comes out?
Far Cry.
Oh, shit. My dad and I are splitting that, so I will have Far Cry 4.
And then I'm pretty sure it's the end of that week. Let me double check.
Oh, are they doing a not Tuesday for Smash Bros?
Yeah, they're doing a Friday.
What else just launched on a Friday? Something big. It's a game I own.
Super Smash Bros. Come on. 3DS and Wii U.
Friday, that's fucking weird.
Yep, it'll be that Friday.
Oh, wow. Now.
Yeah, dude, Far Cry is coming up.
Oh, fuck, that's going to be so good.
It's going to be good.
It's
going to
be. Three was amazing.
I have that pre-ordered. I actually have, like, an area in my closet full of, like, a fistful of receipts with pre-ordered games. I have so many games pre-ordered.
I need to go out and get Far Cry 4 then. Is there any good pre-order bonuses?
Not that I know
of. Call of Duties was dumb. I was like, I get it a day early.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
which,
yeah.
I will say to their credit, that's the first time someone's done that as a pre-order. You get it a day early.
Yeah.
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 I remember Gears of War 2.
You got it early.
I got it
I remember
a day
you
early,
it early,
but I also got it the night of Metallica. So it was like the greatest fucking day for me. Yeah. I was like, Gears of War 2, Taylor, and Metallica? Oh!
I remember that. I remember you getting it. I'm like, you bastard.
Yeah, because it was a big one.
Yeah.
I now learn, though, if you order it from Fry's because they're on the West Coast, you will always get it a day early.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because I think Far Cry 3, I got a day early when I pre-ordered it from them.
Man, the smoothie's not very good.
What'd you get?
I don't know. My sister gave it to me.
Oh. It looks strawberry?
It's like berry, nut, banana.
Have you seen the new thing that Starbucks is going to try and, like, the winter drink to try and replace the pumpkin spice latte?
What is it?
It's like chestnut and then an herb or something I've never heard of before.
Huh.
It starts with a P. But it's like chestnut something.
Peppermint.
No.
Have you heard of peppermint?
Oh yeah. I didn't hear peppermint. Yes.
Peppermint.
It's not peppermint.
PCP.
No.
So San Andreas HD is coming out. If you want to get that.
Oh, you mean the Android version? Did you hear about that?
No.
That the HD, this is the one for the 360, right?
Yeah.
The HD Chestnut Praline.
Praline?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck praline is. But it is, let's see, Digital Foundry took it and started comparing it to the other versions of GTA San Andreas, and they found that it uses almost the same code as the Android one. So it's just a port. It's an Android port.
Nice.
So go get yourself the PS2 version.
Yeah.
Which I have.
PS4 Share Play.
I want to try it out. I don't... I think someone has to be playing. I don't know.
Yeah, SharePlay provides the users the ability to let their friends join their gaming sessions virtually. Kind of like sharing your desktop on Skype, but with a few fun features. All you have to do is create a party and jump into a game. Once you're ready, hit the share button. There's a new option of allowing your friends 1 hour of SharePlay time in a particular session. From there, they can watch your game, jump into some local co-op remotely, or even be past the controller to take control of the game altogether.
I want someone to let me do that with Destiny.
The best part is most of the features only require the host PS4 to have a PlayStation Plus account and a copy of the game.
You know what's cool about Far Cry 4?
What's up?
Is that you get 10 codes to give anyone who doesn't own it to download. They can only download the co-op missions. So you can still do the co-op missions with someone who doesn't own it.
That's awesome.
And it's only the PS4. So nice. That's pretty cool. I was like, oh, nifty!
Nice.
Praline is a candy and sugar syrup. I can't talk today. I'm sorry, guys. It must be Sunday. Oh, also congrats on beating my ass.
Oh, in fantasy football, that's right.
Oh my god. I was like, Matt Runge's gonna fucking beat me.
I know.
You score high points all the fucking time too, dude, but you always lose. But this week last week I was like, oh, 80 max, I'm fucked.
Yeah, I have scored the second most points in that league 3 weeks in a row, and I have one win, one loss, and one tie.
Fucking that week was the week of Ben Roethlisberger going bananas, 44 fucking points. Yeah. He was on my bench.
Yeah, I saw that.
Also, someone else got 20 fucking points, and they were on my bench. I was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I'll beat you.
well played. I was like, fuck! The Ben Roethlisberger thing pissed me off the most. Like, I'm still a little sour about it.
Yeah.
I think Andrew Luck only got me like 18 points. I was like, you motherfucker. But they're going against, Andrew Luck's going against the Giants today. So I was like, gonna have a good day.
Yeah. If you get the new PS4 update, be careful if you use your rest mode.
There's a kid at work that has that problem. I don't use rest mode because mine, whenever I powered it back up from rest mode, I would never have sound.
Really?
So I just shut mine down. But yeah, he had it. He said he was freaking out for like a solid hour till someone on the internet finally posted a fix.
Don't you basically have to like unplug it and plug it back in or something like that? Yeah.
But it's not good for your hard drive because it's standing in standby mode.
Right, yeah.
No, the one time I had to do that, I accidentally went in standby mode, and it wouldn't turn the fuck back on, even if I went up to the console and hit the power button. Mm-hmm. So I unplugged it, and I just heard the hard drive do that click spin down it does, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry.
All right, Andy, that will do it for gaming news.
Yay.
You want to go in technology?
Sure.
Huh? You want to go in technology?
I got a Snapchat. I'm going to look at it.
You want to go in technology?
Yeah.
It's probably going to be your wife's boobs.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Man, I wish I had.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news.
My wife free.
Good. Head sound?
Yeah.
Was it your wife?
No. It was a chick from work.
Andy.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay, so let's talk about gift ideas.
All right.
Hammerker Schlemmer, which apparently is a company that sells ridiculous gifts.
Okay.
For $100,000.
Oh, God.
You can get a life-size replica T-Rex skeleton.
How much? $100,000?
$100,000. Life-size replica T-Rex skeleton.
And you can't put this up in our house. We'll lay it down. For the apartment. We'll lay it down.
If you had $100,000, wouldn't you just get like a bigger apartment?
Get a house.
Yeah, basically.
If I spent $100,000 on a fucking T-Rex, I want, like, at least five people to punch me at how fucking stupid of a buy that was. It's a great idea, but no!
That'd be pretty sweet, though.
Like, that would be.
Think, like, if you have, like, a big house, and then, like, you open the door, and then just there's a big fucking T-Rex skeleton right there. That'd be the coolest.
Just move the head, just everything. Just put the head right at the front door.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween! Oh, my God!
That'd be the best.
That would be. Leave it up all. You can decorate it for all the holidays.
Yeah, just that's throw your some Christmas tinsel tree. On it. And
that's
you
your
go.
Christmas tree. The T-Rex.
All right, the presents are under the tail. did you see the Virgin Galactic spaceship has crashed?
Did you know that? Well, the first off, there's the one that blew up earlier this week, Tuesday. Yes.
Yeah.
Which, that is both of those spaceships were both of the private companies that NASA, like, gave the funding to. So that's a great start to privatize space travel.
Yeah.
First one blowing up, which sucks because that's got all the supplies for the space station. First one that blew up.
Oh, really?
It had like 5,000 pounds of stuff for, like, supplies for the space station. So that sucks. But yeah, the second one, I was just like, oh. And well, it also sucked that someone died from it, too. Oh.
Yeah.
But that's a great sign for privatized space travel right there.
My sock was pulling the hair out of my leg.
Can it do that?
Yeah.
Like, how?
I don't know, like a hair got stuck in the sock.
Oh, okay. You should have socks who's boss.
Anyway, yeah.
What do you think of it?
Sucks, man.
Yeah. Especially the Virgin Galactic. I thought that would have a good, like, because they have so much fucking money behind them. I thought that they'd have a good one, but apparently not.
Nope.
The thing looks cool, though. Have you seen a picture of, like, it does look cool. Not the crash one, but the actual model. Yeah.
Well, the crash looks cool.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Have you heard about number stations?
No.
Basically, they're like old Cold War radio stations that are still broadcasting.
Okay, I've heard of a story of there's a broadcast somewhere in Russia that every, like, year it'll say, like, a certain set of numbers and all that. Is that?
Yeah. Apparently, there's a handful of them still out there. And if you have shortwave radio, you can catch some of these.
Huh. And so they actually have stations now? Or like a list of them?
Yeah, there's kind of like a list of frequencies that you can find these at.
That's crazy. That's crazy they're still running.
Yeah. They're creepy, dude.
Yeah. They're all staticky. And just
and then all of a sudden they come on and they're like, 5, 8, 17. You're like, what the fuck?
A lot of rumors I read was that those numbers were for, like, splinter cells. When they heard the numbers, like, the right set of numbers, they can activate whatever they're doing.
Right, yeah, that's what I heard, too. But, yeah, get yourself some shortwave radio and take a listen.
I wonder if my dad has one.
I have a shortwave radio, actually.
Yeah, I think my dad has one in the garage. I was trying to find
Nice.
Freak out the family.
Yeah.
Guys, it's the bringing of the apocalypse.
The numbers!
Next time I go over to a parent's house, everything's tinfoiled.
Yeah.
Mistakes were made.
Andy, don't panic.
Why?
The ozone hole is holding steady.
That's a good thing, right?
Yes, so don't panic.
Oh, okay. How big is it? Do they say how big the hole is?
9.3 million square miles.
That's fucking huge.
Oh, garage door's back.
That is a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
In 2000, it was at its peak at 11.5 million square miles.
Jesus Christ, that is fucking huge.
Yep.
So, I mean, it shrunk 2 million miles, so that's good. That's really good.
That is a good thing.
Still, it's in the millions of miles wide. Yeah. That's huge.
The ozone layer, for people that don't know, acts as a protective layer, shielding us from harmful ultraviolet radiation that can cause skin cancer and damage plants.
That's why you gotta wear more sunscreen.
Yeah, wear your sunscreen.
I never get people that, especially at work, they'll come in and they're like, oh, I got so sunburned this weekend. And I was like, sunscreen? Yeah, but I just didn't feel like putting it on. Oh, yeah, that skin cancer is going to be great in 40 years.
It reminds me of people who, like, I'm surprised how many people say, like, yeah, I don't believe in flu shots.
I've heard that.
Which is surprising because why?
flu shots wouldn't be around if they weren't like an actual helpful thing.
Like, do you not believe in vaccines? Like,
I've yet to meet anti-vaccinist. I've yet to.
Me too, and I really hope that I never do.
Yeah, like I don't know how I'll react. I think it'll just be like, really?
Pet their head and be like, oh, you're stupid. You know who's anti-vaccine?
Who?
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider is a stapler. Really? That's a random person.
But yeah, I was telling someone that I got a flu shot, and they're like, I never get the flu shot. I don't see the point. The point is less chance of getting the flu. Like, yeah. What the fuck do you think? You don't see the point.
Like, it's there for a reason. They're not just... Look, the medicine industry, sadly, is a money-making industry.
Yes.
Even though it's supposed to help people. Did you know that the polio vaccine, the two guys that created it were just like, gift to humanity.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Those dudes are like bros. Like,
yeah.
Bro, high five. Yeah, those dudes are bros.
Yeah. All right, Andy, that will do it for technology news. Ready to get in the news?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
I'm ready for this. Shit.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the Three Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and
nobody
Scott.
Else. The elusive fanged deer spotted for the first time in 66 years.
No fucking way. Is there a picture?
Yes.
Oh, God, give me a second. I have to do a smiley face. All right.
It's a deer with fangs. Hasn't been seen in 66 years.
Holy shit. Holy shit, the thing's got fucking fangs.
Yeah. It was recently spotted by scientists in northeastern Afghanistan.
Holy shit, it's in Afghanistan!
The Kashmir musk deer, which is one of seven similar species found throughout Asia, is endangered due to habitat loss.
Probably because it's got fucking fangs!
Poachers hunt it for its prized scent glands.
Oh. Oh.
Not the fangs.
Did you know that vanilla, the scent vanilla, comes from beaver's anal glands?
It doesn't come from like a goddamn vanilla bean?
No. The flavor... Vanilla comes from the vanilla bean, but the scent of vanilla.
From beaver.
Beaver anus. Mm. So next time you smell vanilla, just be like, is that food? No?
Where's the beaver? next story here. Florida man gets arrested while wearing a very ironic shirt. It's a Monopoly shirt. It says go directly to jail.
That's fucking sweet.
It's the best.
Dana might move down to Florida. And I'm like, you're going to be in the center of the craziest fucking crime in the U.S.
Probably do a story about her.
Short, squat woman from Omaha, Nebraska, caught punching deer in the face. They were just in my way!
A worker was suspended for using a robot voice on the telephone.
Wow, that's hilarious.
He works for New York City's health department.
Oh.
Apparently five times between February and April of last year, he was brought into a disciplinary hearing for using a robot voice on the phone with customers.
That's something I never would have thought of to do to a customer at Panera. This is Panera Bread. Can I help you?
This is Panera.
Would you like to try one of our Sahara turkey sandwiches? What?
Here's the best part. List all the soups you have and then tell them to press one. And then you get on the phone and be like, hey, this is Andy. How can I help you? What soups do you have today?
They say the soups. Every day they update them. The company does it now. No more the managers have to.
Oh, yeah?
So that was awesome. I was a manager when that kicked in. I was like, oh!
Nice.
But every day when you call, it says what store, what time, and then the soups. Mm-hmm. And the amount of fucking phone calls I get of people just, what are your soups? I'm like,
hang up. Yeah. And finally for news, police in central Alabama say a man's dog helped bust him on a drug charge.
That's fucked. Did the dog just like run away with a bag of weed?
No, here's what happened.
Okay, all right, sweet. I love your face. I can usually tell how exciting the articles are by your facial expression.
Prattville police spokeswoman Paula Barlow says the pooch named Bo followed his fleeing master, who was being pursued by officers. When the dog stopped and wagged his tail in the tall grass, officers found the owner, Edward Henderson.
Oh, that sucks. But that dog just wanted to play, man. It's like, hey, guys.
Apparently what happened is Henderson took off fleeing, and the dog actually ran up to police. One of the police officers told the dog, go get him. And that's what Bo did.
Oh, I wonder if he was pissed or if he's like, oh, hey, it's Bo. Oh.
And then after that, the dog showed him his meth lab.
Oh, he had meth?
Yeah, that was what he was busted for. Fun. Meth lab.
That's not as fun. This is random, I guess it's news, but I heard my first apartment fight last week.
Oh, yeah?
Like, too bad it wasn't loud enough, but I heard, like, right above me, I heard just yelling between, it went on for, like, 30 minutes. I was like, oh, God, please be something good. But, yeah, apartment living's fun, because you can just listen to other people. I love it. The old lady that lives below us, I am now, like, 98% sure she can't hear shit. Because really? I saw her the other day, and I waved at her, because I always do, because that's just a nice thing. But
She didn't hear your wave?
She looks so goddamn old. Like, my grandparents, before they died, I'm like, they're fucking old. This lady looks like 90-something.
Wow.
So I don't think she can hear shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Good. So I'm going to benefit that up.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so Andy, that will do it for news, and that will do it for this episode of 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
Damn.
Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, that is a number 3, PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com, and find us on YouTube, search 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
Yeah.
So for Andy and the ghost of Tam, this is Matt, signing out.
No! The top of 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 the top of